Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We're here every Sunday night for approximately 2 hours of fine modern mainstream jazz, so we hope you'll stick around. We're going to have a break for the news at the top of the hour. This is a two-hour show, so I hope you'll come back and visit us for the second hour. Tonight will be the second installment of a salute to Premier jazz guitarist Barney Kessel, and we're going to sample some of his work. Barney got first national recognition with the Oscar Peterson Trio in 51 and 52, along with bassist Ray Brown, and he toured the world with the trio, and then gravitated to the West Coast, where he recorded extensively with the major modern jazz artists on the West Coast, particularly on the Contemporary label. A Contemporary featured Barney on four different particular albums. We're going to start out with Barney with the Oscar Peterson Trio that was cut on a Clef label, and back in December of 52, they do George and Ira Gershwin's composition, Love Walked In. It's our featured artist of the week, guitarist Barney Kessel, supporting Oscar Peterson on piano, along with Ray Brown on bass, from a Clef album cut in December of 52 called Oscar Peterson Plays George Gershwin. That was Loved Walked In.
Well, I have trouble getting enough of the Paul Desmond sound, so I thought I'd lead off with this one. This is Paul with the Modern Jazz Quartet. And it's the traditional quartet with John Lewis on piano, Milt Jackson on bass, Milt Jackson on vibes, Percy Heath on bass, and Connie Kay on drums. They're going to do a tune that's listed as traditional, which I guess means nobody knows who wrote it. But it's still a fairly familiar tune entitled Blue Dove.
Thank you.
That was Blue Dove featuring Paul Desmond on alto sax, and the Modern Jazz Quartet backing him up, John Lewis on piano, Milt Jackson on vibes, Percy Heath on bass, and Connie Kay on drums. That was recorded live at the Town Hall Theater in New York City on Christmas Day, 1971. And in 1972, it was released as an LP on the Columbia label, and then it was remastered and re-released on the Red Baron label in 1993 on CD.
Noted previously, after Barney Kessel gravitated to the West Coast Contemporary Records, a small independent label recording extensively the jazz artists on the West Coast, released four LPs under Barney Kessel's name. And the one we're going to play next is Barney Kessel Volume 1, Easy Like. And this particular track is entitled Salute to Charlie Christian, written by Barney Kessel himself. Charlie Christian was, like Barney, was brought up in Oklahoma and went on to have great fame with the Benny Goodman Band in the early 40s, late 30s. And he highly influenced all modern jazz guitarists from that time on, including Barney Kessel. And so here's a little thing written by Barney called Salute to Charlie Christian, and included in the ensemble, I believe, if my homework is correct, is Bud Shank on flute, Arnold Ross on piano, Harry Babison on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums. Let's listen to Salute to Charlie Christian. Thank you. composition called Salute to Charlie Christian, written by our highlight artist of the week, guitarist Barney Kessel, from his contemporary album, Volume 1, Easy Like, and he was backed up there by Arnold Ross on piano, Babison on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums. That was cut in about 1953.
Well, next we'll hear from a group led by drummer Joe Jones. This particular CD combines two previous LPs. One was entitled The Joe Jones Special, and the other was entitled The Joe Jones Trio. One was released in 1955 and the second in 1958. And it features, this particular one is from the second LP, and it features Joe backed by Ray Bryant and Tommy Bryant, Ray on piano and Tommy on bass. And they're going to do a tune written by Oscar Hammerstein II and Jerome Kern. This is probably the best example of musical drumming you'll hear. Let's listen to Old Man River. Thank you. That was Old Man River, featuring Joe Jones on drums, Ray Bryant on piano, and Tommy Bryant on bass. That was from a Vanguard CD released in 1977 entitled The Essential Joe Jones.
Continue with our salute to guitarist Barney Kessel. And this time we find Barney in a contemporary studio, and they cut an album called Barney Kessel Volume 2, Barney Kessel Plays Standards, cut somewhere between 53 and 56. And in the ensemble on this particular track, we find an outstanding personnel. And it includes Bob Cooper on tenor sax, Claude Williamson on piano, Monty Budwig on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums. This was a thing that was written by Frank Lesser, who is the author of Guys and Dolls and numerous other great Broadway hits. And this is On a Slow Boat to China. Frank Lesser's great composition On a Slow Boat to China. That was Barney Kessel's version of that particular composition from his contemporary album, Barney Kessel Volume 2, Barney Plays Standards. And the fine tenor work there by Bob Cooper, and the fine piano work was by Stu Williamson, and Monty Budwig on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums backing them up.
Well, next we'll hear from a group led by Nat Adderley. This is from a Riverside LP released in 1960 entitled Work Song. And it's an interesting combination of instruments. We've got Nat on cornet, Wes Montgomery on guitar, Sam Jones on cello, Keeter Betts on cello, Percy Heath on bass, and Louis Hayes on drums. And they're going to do a Rodgers and Hart tune entitled My Heart Stood Still.
Thank you.
that was My Heart Stood Still. Definitely a serious medical situation. Featured Nat Adderley on cornet, Wes Montgomery on guitar, Sam Jones on cello, Keeter Betts on cello, Percy Heath on bass, and Lewis Hayes on drums. That was from a Riverside LP released in 1960 entitled Work Song.
Well, now our featured artist, Barney Kessel, delves into the financial world. He wrote a composition called Wall Street, and this is from his contemporary album, Barney Kessel Volume 3, To Swing or Not to Swing. And in this particular track, we've got personnel that includes Harry Sweets Edison and Bill Perkins on tenor sax. And my research shows me that this ensemble is backed up by Jimmy Rowles on piano, Red Mitchell on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums. Let's listen to High-Flying Wall Street. Thank you. is our financial news of the night. That was an item called Wall Street, written by our highlight artist of the week, Barney Kessel, and on from his contemporary album, Barney Kessel, Volume 3, To Swing or Not to Swing. And we had a nice muted solo there by Harry Sweet Zettison and a beautiful tenor sax work by the lesser young-influenced Bill Perkins.
Well, next we'll hear from a group led by Oscar Oliver Nelson. This is from a Moodsville LP entitled Nocturne. And in addition to Oliver on alto sax, we'll hear from Len Winchester on vibes, Richard Wyans on piano, George DeVivier on bass, and Roy Haynes on drums. And they're going to do a tune written by Eddie DeLange and Jenny Lake entitled Man with a Horn.
Thank you.
And that was Man with the Horn. And the man with the horn in that case was Oliver Nelson on Alto Sax. And we heard Lem Winchester on vibes, Richard Wyans on piano, George Duvivier on bass, Rory Haynes on drums. And that was from a Moodsville LP recorded in 1961 entitled Nocturne.
Well, you've been listening to the Fugitive Jazz for the better part of the hour here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour. It's only about 5 minutes, and we're going to do approximately one more hour of swinging sounds, so we hope you'll stick around. We're going to close out the show with a contemporary album called The Pole Winners. This is Cole Billing with Barney Kessel, our highlight artist on guitar, Shelly Mann on drums, and Ray Brown on bass, a contemporary album cut in 57. The reason for the title is, in 1957, Metronome, Esquire, and Downbeat all did a poll of the best jazz artists on their respective instruments, and Barney, Shelley, and Ray all won their poll, so contemporary thought it was a good idea to put them out an album out with the co-billing, the poll winners. Let's listen to them do Mean to Me. Thank you.